In the beginning, there was only blackness, and nobody could see anything. People kept bumping into each other. The people said, "What this world needs is light." Well, Fox said he knew some people on the other side of the world who had plenty of light, but they were just too greedy to share it with others. Possum, well, he said he would be glad to steal a little bit of that light.
"I have a bushy tail," said Possum. I can hide the light inside all my fur. Yeah, that's what I can do."
Then Possum set out for the other side of the world. And there Possum found the sun hanging in a tree and lighting everything up. Possum snuck over to the sun, picked out a tiny piece of light, and stuffed that right into his tail. But the light was hot and burned all his fur off. And ever since, Possum's tail has been bald.
Come on, I want to give it a try. Come on, let me give it a try," said Buzzard. "I know better than to hide a piece of stolen light in my tail. Uh-huh. Well, I'll just put it on my head. That's what I'll do. Uh-huh."
He flew to the other side of the world, and diving straight into that sun, he grabbed it with his claws and he put it on his head. It burned and singed his feathers all off his head. And ever since that time, Buzzard's head has remained bald. Well, all of a sudden, there was another voice, a very tiny voice. And that was the voice of Grandmother Spider. And Grandmother Spider said,
"Let me try. Please let me try. I don't know if I can do it, but I will be very thoughtful when I go to the other side of the world. I will do my very best." So first Grandmother Spider made a pot out of clay, and very slowly she walked to the other side of the world with that clay pot placed on her head. The next thing she did was take a piece of cinder and very slowly place that cinder into that bowl of clay on her head. And then she went very slowly back to the other side of the world with that piece of cinder in that clay pot. And we must all thank Grandmother Spider for bringing the first fire to the Cherokee people. But we also want to remind ourselves that it was Grandmother Spider who gave us the idea of making pottery.